Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, my beautiful family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, coaching you. Monday through Friday, coaching you, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share with your friends, your family, your team. They want to get on this line because we're talking about how to win big in network marketing. This is a series that you're going to want to go back and listen to. You want to go back and just marinate on and the scriptures, you're going to want to meditate on these. But I need you guys to know something. You can listen any kind of way. Of course, they can dial in like you did, 602-731-848, or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. I'm just hurrying up because, listen, God's downloading some stuff on me, in me, concerning you. Series right here is going to help you realize the power that God has given you, the power that you've always had, but you're just not walking in it. Winning big is how God designed you. Your capacity expands as you seek his kingdom. Always be first. Get in order with that and watch God blow your mind. All I'm telling you is that today's episode, as we start talking about putting work and every one of us, and it's not only for you, for even me, you start putting the work and then you forget. I praise God every day. Sometimes he does things that blow your mind, and you're moving so fast, and you say, wait a minute, that was big what you just did, God. That was big. All of you are having those moments. I don't want you to rob yourself, meditating and praising in those moments. And so let's go together, and I give him all the praise right now as we go to him together corporately as a team. Team in the industry of network marketing. Free enterprise, y'all. Do you know what that means? Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. This is the day you've made, and we're so joyous, glad we're here in the land of the living. Father God, right now we ask that your Holy Spirit take full reign here and power start your day. You're welcome today and every day. As your servant decrease, let you increase. Father God, right now we are surrendering everything to you because you are the potter, we are the clay. We're lifting up our hands, no matter where we are, our hands without grasp, so that you can mold us into who you called us to be. We're thankful, oh Father God, that the purpose was already established before we were formed in the mother's womb. And we're seeking that purpose right now. We're thankful for the industry of network marketing that gives us the freedom to seek and operate in that purpose without asking permission. because you've already granted us the authority. We're saying, oh dear Lord, that we're going out to do great exploits in your name, not our own. We're willing, oh dear Lord, to put in the work. We're taking off all the masks and walking in truth, authenticity, honor, and character as we're going out to build your people. As we dominate the marketplace, they will know who sent us. They will not have any question because the supernatural blessings and overflow that's coming into the houses of those under the sound of my voice who will be willing to be obedient to what you told them to do. We're thankful, Father God, that we are going to complete the assignment. Excellence. We honor you, we love you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus. Amen. All right, oh wow, Q getting lit. Q is lighting up. You want to come on in because our scripture on today is coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 11. I'm sorry I didn't give you time to turn to it. But I wanna read this to you in New International Version. I want you to listen to this. Because it's all about we got to put in the work. It says, he who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. He who follows vain things. Now, I want to read this in New International Version because it may click with some of you all on the line because some of us, instead of putting in the work, we think our work is scrolling through social media, seeing what people who are putting in the work are doing. So let's look at Proverbs 12 and 11. It says, those who work their land will have abundant food. Now, I want you to pay attention to those who work their land. There is assigned land, assigned territory, an assignment for you. Those who work their land, those who work in their lane, there will be abundant food for you. But those who chase fantasies, you can never be someone else. You can never walk in anyone else's shoes. That's why iteration is stupid. Those who choose fantasies have no sense. Now, it sounds like something that Nicola would say on her own, but I didn't. We're talking about working the plan. After you decide that you want to win, but win big, you got to plan it out. Hopefully you guys have now begun to imagine and write down what you imagined. Hopefully you understand like your thought processes and your perspectives of what you're doing, your habits of how you roll every day, your crew that you spend the most time with have everything to do with your results and have everything to do with what you're experiencing in your life. If you constantly stay in motion of working plan, we're coming out of fantasy now. We're coming out of, we imagined it. Now you got to go to work. We sit there and we consult with God. He told us what to do. Now you got to do the work. You wrote it out on your paper. Now you got to do the work. You talked about it. Now you got to do the work. You declared and decreed. Now you got to do the work. You mapped out your territory. Now you got to do the work. Now, some people say, well, I am working. Well, what's happening? I'm not seeing the results. So often I go and I talk to people. It's so constant. When I roll out Pink Millionaire Club and we start teaching women and men too, you know, I love men. I have nothing but kings around me. That's it. Right? That's it. That's all I have is kings around me. When I talk to people, just like God has no respect of person, I find the same thing. Man, woman, season, it doesn't matter. You'll go back and they have a problem following a system. No matter how detailed it is, how clear it is, they still want to deviate from a system. They never want to say, let me try the system first. Not for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Come on, most small businesses fail in their first 2 years. So why wouldn't you say, let me at least try the system for even 12 months? Because everything in network marketing, when done properly, time can be condensed. This is where you can make up for time. You wasted half of your life, and now you can literally jump in network marketing, and we don't say catch up. You can say get on track. And you'll talk to people, and you'll ask them about the system. They're looking for the upline. They're looking for something else except the system. And many people, work that system until you even know what it is. So I encourage you that you need to first get very clear on what your daily method of operation is. Now, you can still get fancy pants with a daily operation because, like, you could do more than other people. You can create certain niches of market that I tell you, talk to one person that leads you to many. That's the fastest path. If you want to do it big, you're doing onesies, twosies, and you keep running into you're doing this to yourself where you keep talking to people and you say no one has the money. That's not the truth. We got to stop telling ourselves things that are not true. There's no way that in your company, in most any network marketing company, that you can find people not being successful but highly successful, and you believe that no one has the money. I want you to just get better. Get bitter with me. Don't get rigid with me. Don't harden your heart with what I'm trying to explain to you. The money is there. You just have to get better. You have to get better with your decisions as to who are you going to be talking to. You say, well, they said don't discriminate. Talk to everybody and anybody. Maybe you can practice there. We're not talking about that this year. We're not talking about only practice to get paid. We're saying that if you talk to one person, that would lead you to me. And if you did that often, they will have a bigger, stronger team that will lead you to this. Now, I'm telling you right now, you can develop people to do this. You don't have to be an influencer to start talking with influencers, because the opportunity is what's the bomb.com. So you say, well, I can explain it. That's why you leverage the tools. That's why you leverage the people in your organization. That's why you leverage the testimony. I need you to know, when I started my company that I am with now, the most experience that I had with our service that we had was that I needed it. That was the biggest experience I had. I needed it, and I needed it bad. That was the most experience I had. And what I identified with was the pain that it caused me. If you can really understand the pain points of what it is that your opportunity has to offer, you'll put some purpose on it. If you understand the pain, you'll put some purpose on it. And when you're clear on the purpose of it, you'll start having passion about it. just in case you were scratching your head as to how people who may not have any degrees, how people who may not be the smartest, or you think they're not the sharpest knife in the draw, some people who may even misspell words on social media, and then they're making millions of dollars in this industry, is they understood the pain, so it start making sense. It's a purpose to it. And they go after it passionately, and they start signing up more people than you. They start attracting more people than you. Why? Because they're sure about what you're doing, what they're doing, and you're unsure. So when you start getting sure, you'll start working the plan, and you'll start working the plan like it makes some sense, and you'll start having some passion. And then you'll gain some real friends or real followers or people who just want to be down with you. I'm telling you right now, you got to work the plan. Let me tell you something. Some people are working their plan like an e-bite invitation. Have you ever seen those e-bite invitations? And say, are you coming? I'm going, maybe, no. When you look at those e-bites, people are always going to get more maybes and no's. That's how you work in your business. Yeah, I'm coming. Somebody invites you to a training. Yeah, I'm coming, but don't show up. Somebody tell you, get five people on the webinar tonight. Yeah, I'm going to get people on. You get nobody on, and you don't even go and listen to the presenters to say, I want to learn how to present like that. I need to have the tonality. I need to have the posture. Oh, this is what they said in this part. So when I'm doing my presentations or when I'm doing my overviews, that I'm doing it like the pros. I need you to tell, notice here. You need to sit down and get serious. When today we're meeting with some leaders here in Atlanta, and then we're going to train it on our training call, what have you. We're going to do like a strategy session to finish out 2018. And at the end of the day, you might say, well, I'm at work. I can't get there. And we understand. That's the reason why we're going to do the training again on the call. Don't feel like you're missing out. Just say the next year, this time, I won't be in that same situation if you don't want to be. If you love your job, I want you to love your job. I'm not telling you not to like or love your job. If you love your job, I just want you to have options. Is that okay? I just want you to have choices. I just want you to feel fulfilled. I want you in the short dash that you have in life that you won't go back home to glory with all these regrets. I don't want you to have a frown on your face when you pass away, and then the people got to fix the frown on your face. I want you to truly go in peace. That's my prayer for you. I don't want them to have to refigure your face to look like you was happy with your life. That should hit home for some people. Went to sleep and woke up in wrath. This is what I want you to do. Oh, my God, I love you guys so much. You just don't know. I want you to really create that cash calendar as you start designing your life. Design it the way you imagined. And when you have the work section, when it's time for you to work your plan, that is non-interruptible time, non-negotiable time as you're building your legacy. Why is it going to be hard for you? Because most people are not on Power Start Your Day. They're not having the training of building a legacy here by leaving an inheritance for our children's children. And we quote it even at church. But no one's leaving out of the four walls saying it's exactly what I'm doing. Starting after I worship today, the rest of the week is I am going to work my land so I can have plenty. That time must be non-negotiable time. Cut off the distractions. The distractions are designed to keep you as the tail and not the head as God called you to be. I want you to understand that you belong at the top. I don't give a dang on what it looks like right now. That's why you got to have now faith. That means all day, every day. Now faith. I don't care what it looks like now. You would not have wanted to see some of my nows. Some of my nows in my life have looked like it's over. So when I began to understand how God works, he says, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. When I began to realize how he worked, when I opened my eyes again, it's another time, it's another chance. It ain't over. So if you can hear me, it ain't over. We work in the plan. Who is working the plan today? I got to get off on time because I have a few calls to make before strategy session with my team. I'm closing some folks this morning. This morning. Who's working the plan? 757 last 48502. Welcome to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you doing today?
Amazing. Well, that's VA. Where you at?
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, I'm working the plan. I've realized that I was doubting the plan a lot, and I finally got to the point where I straight up asked God. I was like, show me the plan. Show me what you want me to do, and I promise you I will do it. And he did show me the plan. And now that I've seen it, I don't have any more excuses. He showed it to me in such a way that it felt like it came out of a movie. Like, if I didn't believe in God, I would think it was magic or something. And now that, like, I've seen it, I can't deny it. If I deny it, if I keep fighting it, then I know I'm being selfish and I'm not helping the people I'm supposed to be helping. So I'm on fire. Nothing can stop me. He's behind me. You're behind me. We're all together. We're all in this together. And we're going to succeed.
Yes.
We're all going to make it to the top.
I gotta have that kind of energy in the room. Are you going to be at our Synergy event? Are you coming to ATL at the end of the month? You got to get your ticket, bro.
Like, I'm going to look at it.
You got to put some respect on what you just said right there. You got to be in the house. You cannot say these kind of things and not be in the house. The fire is going to be. You're robbing yourself. Yeah. Anyone on this line that's not already registered or saying, I got to be in the room. The fire is going to be so hot. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Listen, y'all know y'all always end up watching it on social media and it be so packed out. Don't miss the opportunity to literally put the work behind the words. Good morning, 478, last 42157. Good morning. Are you working the plan? Good morning.
Yes, Nicola, I'm working the plan. I want you to know that I stopped my truck so that I can talk to you without any interruption. Ms. Nicola, thank you for allowing us to listen to you every day. You don't have to, but you do it anyway, and I thank God for you. You are a blessing. I'm going to work this plan. I feel all these mental blocks falling down. I feel the fear leaving. It's on. It's game on. And, yes, I will see you at Synergy. Thank you, Nicola.
That's what I'm talking about, King. Listen, did you hear the two kings on the line this morning? They're like, God is showing them what, oh, my gosh, all I can tell you is that chills running through my entire body because now we're talking about moving those kings back to the heads of their households, to their communities. We are about to dominate. It's about to be game over. Good morning, 513, last 47778. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Nicola. This is Vanessa Burrell out of Phoenix.
Good morning, baby.
Good
morning. I love to hear them 5 a.m. Good morning. What's going on?
I'm working the plan, Nicola. I'm really, really working this plan. I believe in the plan, even though I sometimes doubt myself. I do believe in the plan, so I continue to work the plan, even though I might have some doubts in myself some days. And, you know, I did something for the first time yesterday. I postured up. I had one guest at the overview in the East Valley yesterday evening. Billy Scott, VP Billy Scott was in the building, did a great presentation. And, you know, this is someone that has been coming to the meetings a few times. She's come a few times. And finally, I was just like, you know what? You need to get on the phone and borrow that money. You need to talk to your mom, talk to your dad. Like, you've been coming. You obviously see what it is. We need to make this happen. And so right then and there, you know, I told her, hey, go outside, make a phone call. You need to borrow that money and let's get started. You know, she didn't get started, but I did get a pre-app, and, you know, she was able to get somebody to say that they were going to, you know, loan her the money in the next few days. So I plan on meeting with her on Thursday and, you know, just do, you know, starting a trial run and just doing it kind of live, and we're going to be sitting at Barnes & Noble. So I'm just really excited about this thing, and I just thank you for all that you do.
God bless you. Listen, sometimes people need a little nudge. Sometimes it depends on their perspective. It might be a shove, right? Sometimes people need a little bit of nudge in the right direction. That's leadership. You can't be afraid to lead people in the right direction. If someone is showing up multiple times and there's still nothing has changed week after week after week, they can go back and they can say it was month after month after month. And some people can say it was year after year after year. Nothing has appeared to change except the day. Today has to be the deciding factor. Some people say you got to help yourself. And I'm a firm believer that your release from poverty is in helping someone else. Most people have served themselves long enough. That's why ain't no flow coming. God said, listen, I filled up your cup and you ain't filling no one else up. I can't do nothing else for you until you get with the plan. You got to help folks. 4-8-7725. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jace Wolf out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, listen, all the kings came in but worked the plan. What's up, Jason? Good morning. It's early, and I hear you out and about. I love it.
Well, I wanted to tell you, first of all, I thank God for you again. You know, in Phoenix, we are on fire. There's so many people that are on the same page talking about working the plan and doing what God has called us to do. And I love the fact that you say, you know, we need to, if we've already mapped it out. We've already prayed. We've already said what we need to do. We just need to put in the work. And you know, I know exactly what it means, because there's times when I'm focused, everything's clear. I remember I was, for the first time, I was partnering with LeVar Robinson, I consider him like the coach of my life, my lifeline. Like he pushed me one time. We were up past midnight one time, and I said, you know what? Now I know what Nicola was talking about. There's people that are still working at night looking for an answer. They don't even know until they see a post or until they get that call. I had no idea that I could be up at 2 o'clock in the morning having a conversation with somebody on the other side of the United States, and they would be willing to listen to what I have to say, have an open mind, have an open heart, and be willing to get started, to have their life changed financially, you know. So, I mean, I need to wake up. Everything has been mapped out. Everything has been cleared. I do want to give a shout out, though, because I want to thank God. I know a long time ago we discussed about me selling my house and everything, but I am 100% out of debt. I am laser focused now, and I am able to work this business the way that I'm supposed to. And right now, I am focused already. My realtor is already talking to me about getting a house within a few short months. So it's like, you know, one thing that I thank God for is when he gives you vision, sometimes we don't even realize that we are already walking in the miracle that we were praying about last year. And now I'm like in that place and I'm close to leaders. And what's crazy is leaders are telling me what to do, but then I get exhausted or I get into fear or there's something that I don't show up on. And then I wake up and I'm like, what are you doing, Jason? You're the leader of your home. You're a king. Not only did Jesus raise you up to be a king, Nicola said you're king.
That's what I'm talking about, so, King Jason. Yes, you are.
So I need to stick close to the leaders and not listen to the people that are still laughing, the people that are still pointing fingers, because I remember this time last year, they were pointing fingers and laughing, but this year, now they're interested. So, you know, thank you, Nicola, and thank you again for just pumping that life back into all of us. And I am going to try my best to make it to Synergy. Now I don't have any excuses. Now I ain't got no debt.
Exactly. Try your best. Let me tell you how you try your best. You call and you get your ticket. That's what you do. That's how you try your best. Your best. Your best. Your best. You got to put that money behind that vision. Invest.
Right.
Give it your best. Give it your best. All right, guys, listen. I love it. Listen, Synergy is going to be so hot. Going to be so hot. I know it. Bishop Morton's office on yesterday is going to be off the chain. I spoke with Larry and Taylor Thompson on yesterday. It's going to be off the chain. Today, Chris Cruz and Thomas Dortch. Baby, all I can tell you, you want to be a Synergy. Oh, man, I just got a vision out of this world that God just showed me. Oh, no. 407, you're the last caller. We got to go in. I got to close some folks this morning. 407, last one, 5119. Good morning. We got a tight schedule this morning. Good morning.
Woo, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. This is Tamika from Orlando. This call is hot this morning.
I got a special prayer over me. Somebody prayed over me and said they want the Holy Ghost fire to be on this call this morning. I was trying to contain them. Don't try once you invited me in. All right, what's going on?
I just wanted to say that I'm excited this morning, and I just wanted to say that, you know, everyone was saying this morning that they were asking God and they were looking for, you know, what was it for them to do, and like you said the other day, the system is already there. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to be searching for it because it's already there, and it's proven that it works. Are you working the system, though?
That's right.
Are you working it? Are you there to work it? So, you know, we have to be able to work it. It's an amazing thing to know that how God works and how he moves, because it's something to know that everyone has two eyes. But it's an amazing thing to realize that you have two eyes and you can't even see because your spiritual vision is blocked. So you have to be able to come into the spirit and ask God to take those blinders, those scales off your eyes so that you can see, because the plan is already there for us. All we have to do is work the plan. We have to show up. We have to let our yeses be our yeses and our noes be our noes, do what we're supposed to be doing. So I'm ready. I'll be in the building for Synergy. I'm coming.
I love it. That's what we got to start asking. You watching or you working? What you doing? You watching or you working? Guys, listen, this has been an amazing call. I love, love, love being with you guys. Some people say, oh, Nicola, you don't have to do it. It was already named as my assignment. This is what I am supposed to be doing. This is what God told me to do in the middle of my kitchen in one early morning. And he said, every day? Yes. Every day. He said, I ain't asking you to do nothing but just be open your mouth and I will do the rest. This is what he's telling you as well. Open your mouth, and he will do the rest. God bless you.